Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with North Carolina Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is important for us. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the year of your birth, just for statistical purposes?
1998.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? Sorry.
Black or African American.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? You can rate it from 0 to 10.
Are you asking about, like, national election or state?
General.
Like a 6.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Let's start with Attorney General Josh Stein. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you?
5.
Thank you so much. And what about the Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Next, Joe Biden.
3.
Thank you. The next one is Kamala Harris.
3.
Thank you. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
Thank you. The next one is the Democratic Party.
4.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you so much. And I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other?
Other.
Thank you so much. And if you have to choose, you will vote for Republican candidate or lean for a Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most on voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in an upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
I think the first statement, B.
Thank you so much. And would you say that is much more closer to your opinion or somewhat more closer?
I'm sorry?
Would you say that statement B is much more closer or somewhat closer to your opinion?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements is the closer to your opinion? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the third one, Our government, a political system, will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I think the last one.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about the following? The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you so much. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say the voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been about the same.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to you, because you don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for you and your people to vote. It is too difficult for you to vote because elections are rigged and your vote won't matter. And you don't know enough about the candidate, or you don't have time to vote. You can choose the best two reasons why you might not vote.
I think racist politicians and elections are rigged.
Thank you so much. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you vote in the upcoming elections? You can select all that apply. Would you say Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, racist politicians, none of the above? It's okay.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm here. The question is, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Would you say the Republicans, Democrats, all politicians in general, racist politicians, or none of that at all?
Racist politicians.
Thank you so much. I will read a list of potential threats of democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen, and 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Let's start with preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they do while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' every life.
8.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
9.
Thank you. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
10.
Thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voter get to vote.
10.
Thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
Thank you. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
Thank you. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Thank you so much. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Would you say big problem, so what of a problem, small problem, or not a problem at all?
Big problem.
Thank you so much. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
And would you say personally experienced or known someone?
Both personally and known someone.
Thank you so much. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you're extremely concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Let's start with MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices. From 0 to 10, how concerned?
Did you say 10 is very concerned?
Yes, 10 is extremely concerned. And 0 is not at all concerned, and you can select any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we organize in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. From 0 to 10, how concerned you are?
10.
Thank you. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
Can you read that one again, please?
Mm-hmm. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
8.
Thank you so much. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters.
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done in the survey, but thank you so much for your time. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? Let's start with boycotting a company, volunteering for a local organization in your community, voting in federal elections such as president and U.S. Congress, voting in a state or local elections such as governor and mayor, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, marching in a protest, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, signing petitions, donating to political campaigns or organizations, talking to friends and family about politics, or none of the above?
Boycotting.
Okay, thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? From 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you, ma'am. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Other independent third party.
Thank you so much. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
More towards Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you so much. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Are you a current member or former member?
Former.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Rent.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student or other?
Student.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last year, that is 2023, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me just an estimate.
Like my individual?
As a family, is a family income from all sources?
30,000.
Thank you so much. Okay, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, ma'am.
Bye.